I'm Otis Gyre, and where I'm from, we don't do nice bedtime stories. If that's what you were expecting, you're in the wrong place. However, if it's terrifying tales you're after, well then, I've got just the thing for you. Here on Scary Stories Told in the Dark, we bring you immersive original tales about malicious monsters, deadly deals with demons, and the gruesomely grotesque. With short stories from published horror authors to accomplished indie creepypasta authors, which are brought to life through our eerily haunting sound design and narration from yours truly, you're guaranteed to hear the tales that make your skin crawl and your palms sweat. So, dive into the cosmically creepy with us by subscribing to Scary Stories Told in the Dark on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Get comfortable. Settle in. Turn off the lights, if you dare. Your night is about to get a whole lot darker.
Hey, what's good, Dead End Sports? Happy New Year. It's your boy Shelton J, man, coming to you. Want to tell you all thank you for rocking with us in 2021, coming over a bout of COVID. If you have not been careful, man, make sure you're taking complete care of yourself right now, because it's really dangerous out here. It's tough. And just fight through it, man. And I hope everybody's okay. I hope everybody's taking care of themselves and their families and had a great holiday. Yo, man, congratulations goes out to a couple of players. One, I'm going to start off and say that I'll eat some crow. And this one, we're going to say Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow had a great sophomore season. He ended up pretty strong to win that division. That was a scary one coming down the stretch, and I'm not saying in a positive way, because all them teams was right there neck and neck, and nobody was grabbing the lead. But he finished strong. He really finished strong, and he really looks like a good quarterback. He has a lot of weapons around him, which that helps. That really does help. But, hey, you still got to make the plays, and he did make the plays. Also, a big shout-out go to my guy, Jalen Hurts, man, because a lot of people, Q, I know you out there, was saying, you know, we should have stuck with Carson Wentz. And we see what Carson Wentz is now. He's out of the playoffs. Jalen made the playoffs, and he led that team back, which goes to the point that I make all the time on the show. I tell you all the time that leadership is a huge trait that you can't just teach, and it shouldn't just be brushed aside. Leaders are made and born. They're not made. And that guy's a natural-born leader, and he does his thing out there. Shout out to Jalen Hurts for bringing that team from the dumps. That team was lottery pick bound. I mean, they were number one pick in the race for number one pick early on, and Jalen brought them back, and now they're a playoff team. And if this Rams team got to see them, I ain't looking too good at the Rams. I promise you that. Also, another shout out goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin. This man never gets enough credit for what he does, and you're going to have to start putting some respect on that man's name. Mike Tomlin, man, wonderful job bringing this team that was basically had nothing on offense. A dead arm Ben Roethlisberger, and not only did you come back, but you pushed this team to the playoffs, or the brink of the playoffs, because there can't be a Chargers Raiders tie. So we really do appreciate that. But the one thing I wanted to share with you for today was about Klay Thompson's return. It's been a long time coming. Klay hadn't played in about 2 years. The funny thing about this Warriors team, as I said before, we had this big argument on the show about whether Steph would leave and go join LeBron in L.A. And I'm like, come on, man. Steph's not going anywhere. This is squad. This team looks amazing. And right now, for them to be in second place in the West, right there, I think they're half game back right now. They may be tied now. I'm sorry. I could be wrong. Forgive me for that. But they're right there at the top of the Western Conference. So in saying that, the Fed there without Klay is saying something strong. So Klay's going to be easy, and I think they're going to play him about 15 to 20 minutes. He's going to be resting on back-to-back nights as he gets acclimated to being back in the league. But shout out to Clay. I really think Clay is going to have a big impact. Let me know what y'all think his impact is going to be. I don't think it's minimal because of the type of player he is. I think it's a huge uplift to that team, and it can push him over the edge. Not to mention, Wiseman is right behind him. Wiseman is coming soon, too. So let me know what y'all think about Clay and his return and what you think expectations should be for him going forward. And anything else you want to know, man, just holler at your boy, man. Leave some comments. Please hit the like button. Subscribe if you have not. Please ask your friends to subscribe this year, because this year we're going to try to grow this channel. Thank y'all, man, and I'll see y'all later. Dead in Sports. Peace.